The student becomes the teacher. It's Lecture Me.
Indeed it is. And we have in the studio with us, Jesper.
Hello.
Morena, how are you doing?
I've never been better.
Really? I'm glad you've come in so early. Sorry to get you up so early on a Saturday morning.
Oh, it's 8:30. It's not that early.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm glad that you've said that. So, game theory. Okay. So, I thought maybe that's part of a computer science degree, or what is it part of?
I don't know. I think it's part of everything.
Is it?
Because it is sort of related to absolutely everything, but we do it in economy.
In economy?
Yes, which is what I study.
Oh, okay, right, okay.
So game theory is the study of games.
Like, has it got a mathematical bent or something, or a numbers
it's
bent?
It's difficult to explain.
Okay.
So, for example,
start at the beginning.
The most famous example of game theory, which is the only one I know also,
yes,
is the prisoner's dilemma. And the prisoner's dilemma is two people are caught for some sort of crime. Actually, let's say they're competing for money instead, because that's easier.
Okay.
And they can
competition.
Either,
yeah.
And both of them have a choice. So that's where the game comes in. Two people, both of them have a choice. They can either cooperate and then both get $5 or $5,000. They can either cooperate or they can betray each other. If both of them cooperate, both of them get $5,000. No, $3,000, sorry. It's a bit early. If both of them betray each other, they just get $1,000 each.
Okay.
So a lot less.
Yes.
If one of them betrays the other, but the other one cooperates, then one gets $5,000, which is more, and the other gets nothing.
Mm. So there's
and
there's
that's the game.
So motivation.
Right. So game theory is just how does this game sort of work? What's the optimal strategy? So in the case of the prisoner's dilemma, the reason that it's famous is that if both cooperate, they both get $3,000. So the group wins because the group gets $6,000, which is great. However, if you think that the other person is going to cooperate, then you should betray them because you get $5,000 instead of $3,000, which is better. And if you think that the other person is going to betray you, then you should definitely betray because if you betray, you get $1,000. If you don't, you get zero. So the best for the group is if both people cooperate, but it's always optimal for both people to betray each other.
Mm.
So that's the reason why the prisoner's dilemma is famous.
It's almost human. It's almost should be in philosophy, really.
Right. I think it is. It might be. It has the advantage of not being that massively difficult in terms of math. So I think they do it a lot. But the reason they use game theory in economics is that the sort of archetypical example is smoking adverts, because there's not that much, actually I don't know because I don't smoke, but there's not that much of a difference between cigarettes.
Smoking what? Smoking?
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes, yeah.
Yeah, well, selling cigarettes, which is really the key part. So the idea is that if there are just two cigarette companies and both choose to advertise, then nothing really changes because you think, okay, both are spending the same amount of money on advertising, so the customers will just split evenly. If none of them advertise, then the customers will just split evenly. So it's the same, but if just one of the companies advertises, then all the customers will go to that one. So it's the same sort of setup as the normal prisoner's dilemma. If both of them advertise, then that's bad. If none of them advertise, that's good. But in any case, it's always better for a company to advertise.
Mm, and so what part of a degree is an economics degree, which lasts over how many years?
Ooh, 3 years.
Yeah, and how far through are you?
I'm in second year.
Okay. And what else do you do? I mean, this is just a specific, is one lecture?
Oh, game this theory? Is a... It was like three lectures.
Is it? Three lectures, okay. And
but
so
this is the most fun part.
Is it? As opposed to the rest of it?
Well, I don't like econ that much.
You don't like it much? Golly, why did you ever get into it in the first place?
My plan is sort of to earn a lot of money.
Ah, good, okay. So
I should really have studied pop star. That would have been...
I don't think you can study that, Jess, but maybe you can. Yeah, you could, but yeah.
That's why I'm here.
Right. So did you grow up in Auckland?
No, I'm actually from Oslo in Norway, which is almost as far away from Auckland as you can get, like, physically on the map. The reason is, after high school, I moved to Korea just for half a year. And my mom got very sad that I lived so far away and she could never visit me. And then I came back and she told me, okay, where are you going to study? I just hope it's going to be closer. And I had to tell her, I can study on the opposite side of the world. You can never come and see me.
Oh, wow. So you came to Auckland?
Yeah.
Why did you choose Auckland University?
I don't know, but it is a nice university. Yeah. And I like New Zealand. And I'm also sort of trying to check off continents on my bucket list. So now I've lived in Oceania, and I can tell people that. I've lived in the most boring part, but still.
Okay, so do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have an identical twin brother.
Oh, do you? What's his name?
His name is Albert.
Is he still in Oslo?
He's still in Norway.
Right. And so do you miss him?
Honestly, not that much.
No, Albert, close your ears.
Don't worry, he's not listening to this.
He might be. Hey, so tell me, why did you feel the need to separate from your twin and come right halfway around the world study economics?
I think that's a very prejudiced way to say it. I think he chose for himself not to go to Auckland. He could have, so it's not 100% my fault.
Yes.
I don't know. I just find that when I go back to Norway and tell people I've been in New Zealand, they think I'm really interesting. Because this all started with my sister used to live in Korea, which is why I eventually moved to Korea.
Oh, you've got a sister as well?
I got an older sister.
Okay.
She lived in Korea. And we were working at a party together. We were working the bar. And she was the bartender. And I was just doing the cleaning. And for the entire night, for 4 or 5 hours straight, there was a constant group of people in front of the bar just asking my sister, oh my God, you used to live in Korea? Like, how is it? Is the culture different? So that's literally the day I decided, okay, I'm going to go all over the world and go to all these different places so I never have to have this situation again. I'm going to be the interesting guy.
And how's that worked out for you?
Well, I like Auckland, but I have to admit, it's not the most interesting place.
No, you being interesting to other people, has it worked out for you?
It does, surprisingly.
Yeah.
People think New Zealand is kind of cool, which is good for you guys.
Yeah. Well, I'm finding you fascinating. So economics, you want to study economics, which you are, second year, in order to get rich.
Yes.
So what field might you move into after this degree?
Yeah, this is sort of where the plan falls apart, because don't massively know. Mm. I just thought economics has to do with money, probably a lot of money.
What other things do you study besides game theory and economics? It must be a little bit, I hesitate to use the word, but dry.
It is very dry. I think you're allowed to say that. A lot of graphs and a lot of formulas.
Graphs and formulas, yeah. And what about the other people who are studying economics along with you? Do you get to see them?
Oh.
You go to lectures or do you do it?
I don't go to lectures.
Oh, you don't? You do it, okay.
I'm not remotely. A very good student, so I'm not representative of the economics course.
Oh, you're not? Do you think you'll pass?
Yeah.
Right, so you're doing well so far with it.
I am doing shockingly well for not studying that much, but I think once it gets difficult, I'm going to see myself in the mirror and I'm going to have to change some things. So far, it's going fine.
Well, okay, so I'm not quite sure. I've stopped right in the middle of asking what's going to happen next. Because
this would have been a lot better if I had a lot of plans for my future.
Yeah, a lot of plans for the future. You have picked a track for us though, Jesper, and
yes.
Interesting track. So tell us about it that you want to play.
So it's my favorite band, The Beach Boys, All I Wanna Do, from their 1970 album, Sunflower. The notable thing about it is that it's from 1970, and it does not sound like it. It's at least 30 years ahead of its time.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck with that economics. What do you come out of it? Were they economics? Tell me what the whole,
Oh, I don't know.
Degree is. Economics degree.
Yeah, I think you can say economics degree.
Okay. And of course, I'd be very interested to find out where it takes you. possibly not into economics.
Yeah, just read the economics page of the news in 10 years, and I'm not there, then I've failed.
Yeah, okay. You spell your name I just got to write it down just in case. J-E-S-P-E-R, Jesper? Yes. What's your last name?
E-N-G-A-N.
E-N-G-A-N.
Yes.
All right.
So keep your eyes up.
And the Beach Boys, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.